Dallas.
You've never heard of Rockdale, Texas, but North America's largest Bitcoin mine has opened in a warehouse near that town of 5,300. And others are moving in, drawn by the lure of cheap electricity and tax breaks. Consumer advocates worry that the state's power grid won't be able to handle the excess load, but at least one mining company has vowed to shut down and sell its power back to the grid when demand rises.
A new tool in the battle against ovarian cancer. The FDA approving a new fluorescent imaging drug meant to mark cancer lesions. Researchers at Purdue who developed the drug say it will allow surgeons to locate potentially deadly tumors that might otherwise go undetected. The American Cancer Society estimates there will be more than 21,000 new cases of ovarian cancer and more than 13,000 deaths from the disease this year alone. This is ABC News.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Michelle Franz and ABC.
What's floating in the air in your home or business? Don't breathe in that polluted air when you can call the Duct Doctor. They're the experts in cleaning your air ducts and dryer vents because that's all they do, duct cleaning. Armed with the most powerful...
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, it's a good day. We got a lot of stuff going on for the show today. And I'm happy to say, too, by the way, that Copper is out today. She is helping with that prayer vigil on behalf of the pending arguments before the Supreme Court of the United States on the pro-life bill out of Mississippi. That's big doings, and we certainly wanted her to have an opportunity. She helped put that event together. And in her place today, I am proud to say my brethren of the radio, Yaffe, is running the board. Hey, Yaff, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm amazed that like you and Copper and others know what all those buttons do. Every one of those buttons.
I can teach you sometime. Just train you, bring it down.
you know, in the Army, used to joke that I was what they called a push-to-talk guy. If I knew how to work the radio, then I'd have to work it. I really just wanted to push the button and talk to somebody. That's all I wanted
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. You're smart. Smart guy.
Well, I tell you what. Yeah, go ahead and get that triple dipper sound effect ready for me, bud. So, folks, we got a lot of doings today, and at 3:30 p.m., by the way, one of our regular callers, State Representative Connie Rowe, who is soon to be the senior advisor to Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, is going to be on the show with us talking about some things that may or may not happen in the upcoming legislative session, which, by the way, is only weeks away. But I got other stuff here, so I tell you what, Yaffe, hit that sound effect on the triple dipper. Yaffe, are you playing? Yaffe.
I already screwed up. I must have pushed the wrong thing. I don't understand here.
I just finished bragging how you knew what all the buttons were.
I know. What the heck?
My gosh. You want to play it or you may just drive on, bro?
Just drive on. I apologize.
I'm driving on.
I got it. Okay. I got it. I figured it out.
Go. Let's play it.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
Triple Dipper. Okay, there's my sound effect. Yay, we're like a hog looking at a wristwatch over here. All right, so, hey, listen, Triple Dipper for the day. Number one, I'm just calling this whole segment, you can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. I kept running across these woke stories. Like, there was so much wokeness going on in the news, I thought, I'm doing a whole segment. I'm just going to call it You Can't Make This Stuff Up. So that's number one on the Triple Dipper. We're going to have fun with that one. Number two on the Triple Dipper for the day, going to talk about the upcoming state legislative session. So they're going back in, y'all. They're going back in. And I was there for 8 years, and I used to joke while I was there, the state is always safer when the legislature is not in session. But nonetheless, they got to do what they got to do, and I'm hoping they're going to do some things that are meaningful and conservative, and we'll talk about that with State Representative Connie Rowe. Number three on the triple dipper, how secure is our national security? We're going to take a walk around the world. You know, we do that every few weeks, and that's where, you know, the different parts of my resume all come together. Yesterday, I did a legal review as Attorney Williams. Today, I'm going to do some stuff on legislative stuff as Senator Williams, but I'm also going to do national security as Colonel Williams. We got plenty to talk about. There is a lot of stuff happening in the world right now, not all of which is really making much of a news splash because they're too busy talking about the COVID variant. So we'll talk about that on the Triple Dipper. But, you know, that whole thing about how you can't make this stuff up, the wokeness, the things that happen, you know, sometimes, though, I got to tell you, sometimes, well, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen or experienced one of those moments when you hear someone utter something and you just know it shouldn't have happened? Sort of like that time, like when I was in church and this guy stood up to sing a solo and like the old country saying goes, oh boy, was operating outside his gifts, if you know what I mean. It was awful. It was all off key. I thought, who told him this was a good idea? Whole thing just sort of quenched the spirit, if you know what I mean. Well, sometimes it's a question of trying to do more than they should or getting in way over their heads. Let me tell you the story, and I don't think I've ever told this here before. I'll never forget the guy who came into our Special Forces unit. It was back in the late 80s. This guy reported in. He said he was a transfer from another Special Forces group. Well, this was before the days of email and electronic files, right? Well, he had some paperwork with him, and he had his uniform on, and it had the bare minimum qualification badges and tabs that indicated that he was a Green Beret with the rank of E6 or Staff Sergeant. And his paperwork said that he was a qualified Special Forces medic. And those guys are hard to come by because it takes years to get someone the level of seniority and full qualifications to take on that role. Well, the unit was more than glad to have him. Man, an SF medic? Absolutely. And they submitted the paperwork through the usual slow channels back then to have all of his transfer made official. In the meantime, I'll just call him Greg. I won't say his last name. But in the meantime, Greg starts training with one of our SF teams, the Special Forces Operational Detachment Alphas, or ODAs. He was training at one of the line companies, and he did okay, you know. But over time, it began to be noticed by the other guys that he was not that technically or tactically proficient. I mean, they had to pull him along at times, you know. He made some rookie mistakes. And then they also realized that every time we had a scheduled airborne operation, a parachute jump, that somehow he was absent. Until that one day that we had a makeup jump thrown together without much notice. No worries, we're all paratroopers. They say jump, we say how high. But old Greg, he tried to talk him out of it. Ankle's been bothering me, he said. No, fall in, Sergeant. Shoot up. Time on target's coming up. Get in line for the jump master pre-jump inspection. Okay. Well, we were jumping from rotary wing aircraft that day. Black Hawk helicopters, if I recall. Everybody had a good jump, except old Greg, who came out of the aircraft and just, like, drifted off into the distance, never once even trying to slip into the drop zone. He just drifted right off the drop zone altogether. And you guessed it, his whole story was fake. He had never even been to basic training, if I recall. And it was a potential black eye for the unit because we let him in for a period of time. But wow, that guy took it so far, he even jumped out of the aircraft with a chute that he had no way of knowing how to operate. Talk about being in over your head. And when you get over your head, like when you pretend that you're a medic, well, it can hurt you, it can hurt your cause, it can also hurt those around you. Well, folks sometimes get way outside their gifts, or at the very least, they say more than they should. And it has a way of robbing the moment, you know, of its expected impact. Sort of like the other day when President Biden was reading his teleprompter and accidentally read one of the administrative notes on the screen. Literally, he just, in the end of a sentence, he just awkwardly said, end quote, at the end of a sentence, and you could tell he didn't know what to do then. It must be really hard to be his communications director, to be honest. But it's a bipartisan issue. I don't know if you saw the unusual moment that Governor Kay Ivey had yesterday. She held a press event to announce a new campaign sponsored by her office to encourage folks to buy electric vehicles. Okay. Greg Garrison, a reporter with AL.com, asked her on camera, Governor, what about you? Are you going to get an electric vehicle? She just looked at him and said, well, my Mercedes is doing just fine. Garrison couldn't help himself. He followed up by saying, well, Mercedes is going to make an electric vehicle. Will you get one of those? To which she responded, well, if mine wears out, I'll take a look then. I mean, it sort of took all the air out of the tires at that press event, which is a pun, by the way. But hey, I mean, she didn't lie, I guess, right? I know one politician who's been absent from Montgomery now for well over 2 years, literally absent. And I've heard it's because of health issues, but even when she was there, she wasn't really there, if you know what I mean. I'll never forget when a bunch of knuckleheaded animal rights activists got her to carry their bill. And she stood up to present the bill in committee, and she said she took it on because it was about puppies and kittens, and she loves puppies and kittens. And she had no idea what that bill was going to do to family farms. It was way over her head, way outside her gifts. What I'm saying is this. There is no press secretary, communications director, or pundit good enough at their job to save every person from themselves in elected office. If they're outside their gifts, if they're over their heads, if they just slip up and let their inside words become their outside words, then sooner or later it's going to become one of those irretrievable moments, one of those times when all God's children get to see the emperor has no clothes, if you know what I mean. But it's all of us that get to deal with it. And that's why I keep saying it's so important, maybe now more than ever, that we find, promote, support, and vote for good quality candidates for any elected position. I'm so tired of seeing mayors and school board members and state officials and congressmen and even presidents who obviously have no clue, who are operating outside of their gifts, who have no concept how to run the organization to which they've now been duly elected to serve. That's why folks like you have got to get involved. I mean, get in the fray, right side ruffians. Find the ones or be the ones who get it. Because when folks get in office who have no business being there other than the fact that they won a popularity contest at the ballot box, we all get to pay the price for it. It's sort of like thinking you've got a Green Beret on your team who knows how to jump out of airplanes or even save your life. And yet they don't. Yep, we need to pay attention to those times when they slip up and let their inside words become their outside words, and we don't just laugh it off. We got to call it out. And then we got to vote them out. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. All right, Brother Yaffe, go ahead and take that music and lead us toward the break. But, folks, listen, that's the deal, man. You've got to watch who's in office, watch who's running for the office, and you got to be careful. You got to make sure you know you've got someone who knows how to do the things they're running to be able to do. Right now, we're watching a president who has never, ever been in charge of anything, ever, in his whole life. And it shows. And we're paying the price for it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And hey, by the way, if you find yourself driving outside the overly broad range of our AM-FM capability right here at WVNN, just know that that doesn't matter. You can take us anywhere. All you got to do is go to rightsideradio.org. That's our website, rightsideradio.org. And on that website, you can find stuff about, you know, like Copper's bio, my bio, suggested reading. We've got downloads from, you know, a podcast form of previous shows, which are, you know, like hitting really high download. We get like 14,500 downloads now. But then on top of that, you can also just click listen live. And like I always say, you click listen live, and no matter where you is, there we is. And that's why we got listeners in so many different places. And it's such an honor. I mean, it is such an honor to know that this show is not only being heard even locally, but it's being heard in multiple states. I've got people that call in from out of state all the time. We got people in South Alabama that talk about the show. And I've got a little sticker right here above me as I sit here at the studio talking on the microphone. And it says, it's an honor to have this platform. And I remind myself of that constantly. And it is. So thank you for that. Hey, by the way, got to tell you real quickly about Alabama Pecan Company. So you guys have heard the ads. They're telling me they're already getting some right side orders, and I appreciate that. They appreciate that. And you know the deal. Right now, it's hard to figure out what to give somebody. Like if you're doing client gifts for your business, if you're trying to buy something for, you know, Aunt Jane and she's got everything, you don't know what to buy. Let me just suggest this. Go to Alabama Pecan Company's website and choose from the ready-to-ship gift items they've already got, or create a custom gift box that suits you or your business or your client's needs. Just let them take all the guesswork out of the holiday season for you. I'm just saying. Go to Alabama Pecan Co., that's C-O, alabamapecanco.com, and let them handle getting all the gifts under the tree. That's the easy way to go. And just remember, by the way, they have a brick and mortar store and a cafe down in Highway 87 in Sampson, Alabama, which people pass by all the time going to the beach. Just think about that. Alabama Pecan Company. That's alabamapeconco.com. So hey Yaffe, let me ask you this. Did you grab that mic, brother? Did you see the presser the other day with I think it was yesterday actually with Governor Ivey regarding the electric vehicles? Did you see that too?
Yeah, I didn't see the whole thing, but I saw kind of the recap of everything that was going on.
I mean, worthy cause, I guess, because Mercedes right here in the state of Alabama is going to build those electric vehicles, but sort of sucks the wind out of the whole thing when she gets asked, "Are you going to get one?" Why would I do that? My Mercedes works fine. I just saw that as being like a deflating moment there, like suck the air right out of the whole situation.
Well, I have a feeling that's what they were trying to do. Although, I mean, it's kind of common sense. if you have a car that's working, you paid. I'm sure the Mercedes she has wasn't cheap. I mean, you can't really expect her to just get rid of it.
No, and I do get it. I totally get it. And I did have somebody, a friend of mine, a guy named Josh, on that's a friend of mine from years back, on Twitter when I posted that, he literally said, "Well, at least she didn't lie like a lot of them would have," and that's true too.
Yeah,
so
that's a good point.
You know, kudos for not trying to make up a story and appear to be something you're not. But still, I just thought it was one of those moments where you look at it and go, "Well, that was just freaking awkward."
So, well, I got to tell you. The next car that I want to get is going to be built here in Huntsville. So,
oh, which one's that?
So Mazda is going to build their CX-50 SUV here. I have a CX-5 right now, but I want a CX-50, and I'm going to get it when they build it.
Well, so are you saying that you are 45 levels behind the current model? Is that what you're saying? You got a 5 and they're building a 50?
Sure. Well, if that makes you feel better. No. They add a 0 to be cool and stuff. But no, it's going to be cool, I think.
My computer still uses Windows version 0. You know, just well, all right. So, looks, we got a whole ton of stuff here. I'm gonna be going through, and it's some of it's just pure out woke. Some of it's ridiculous. It's one of those things where you look at it, and kind of like I said during my monologue on the Right Side Way just a little while ago. Every once in a while, those inside words become outside words, and you're thinking, "Yeah, I don't think I'd have said that," or you look at it and go, "Well, that makes absolutely no sense," or you see a policy and you go, okay, now that you're actually trying to make a policy out of it, maybe you realize how stupid that is. I mean, in my usual show prep, you know, I spend hours every day getting ready for each show. And I mean, I've got paper here like you wouldn't believe for today. I go through a ream of paper a week sometimes getting the show ready. But there's stuff, there was so much of it that I had to form a segment just for "You Can't Make This Stuff Up." So that's going to be number one on the Triple Dipper. A classic example, and I just saw this one. This one's not even printed out yet because it just popped up on my screen, literally. Washington Free Beacon right now is reporting that the United Nations is weighing whether or not to admit the Taliban as a governing body to the United Nations. Oh, that's great. I wonder if they'll get a seat on the Human Rights Council. Go figure. All right, so listen, I hear the music cued, and we are heading towards a break. But when we get back from this, I got number one on the Triple Dipper. You can't make this stuff up. I got things that are going to make you laugh, make you wince, make you realize that conservatives have got to run for office. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.